ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week, you know what? I'm doing the ladies first.
Sorry.
It's okay. Rosie Heartbreaker. Look. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Awesome. Hang in there. Also with me this week is Sunny Hollywood Pooney.
Quesada was going to represent the women today, but they voted against it. So
I totally assume the same.
What? Also, oh, son of a gun. Don't worry. I'll tell you what she said about you earlier in the week to me, Sonny, later. Also, that right there is Andrew Scambatti, filmmaker and all-around amazing human being. I just, listen, I don't know. Is somebody getting beat up?
It's gotta be at
Rosie's house. Something's going on over there.
Also, Joey Quesada.
Yo! What's up, Joe?
Manny, stop!
Did you just say what's up to yourself? Is that he's like, no, Joey Quesada, what's up?
Rosie, listen. Joe, Rosie, you want me to take you out for a second and you can go and kill the dog?
Now I yelled at him.
Okay, that'll work. All right, so and thank you guys for coming. This is the most people I think we've ever had on at one time. Five people.
Wait, yes, take me out for a second.
Okay.
Just mute her.
Oh, I just moved her. It's all right. Anyway, so this is a big week for us. And so much to talk about. We have a whole hour, maybe even longer, because there's too much to talk about. So we've got to talk about the news. Andrew is here for not only news, but the main subject of the show. Plus, there's something all of a sudden just showed up this week. And, well, at least for some of us, shocked us. And we're going to go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
So this week, I wake up in the morning the other day, and all of a sudden, there is a movie preview for Spinning Gold, which is the... I guess it's a movie about Neil Bogart and getting his label started. We've all known about this for years, right, guys?
Yeah, looking forward to it, really.
Yeah, I will tell you that we've all seen the preview by now. The makeup is very strange. It's, you know, they obviously couldn't get the rights to the makeup, and we're going to talk about that. They had the logo, the KISS logo, and then I only watched the preview one time, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't KISS playing the song. But you never know anymore. It could lower it or raise it or whatever. Anyway, all right. So some people online are complaining about the music. I mean, about the makeup, right? And how it's not even close to right. I'm going to tell you what I think, and then I'm going to ask each one of you guys what you guys think. I am more concerned about the accuracy of the story than I am about the accuracy of the makeup having to be perfect. I would like to know or keep it as close to the reality of what really was going on there. I like the fact that at the beginning of the preview, it showed the money rolling up and how in debt they were. I think that changes my opinion of what this is going to be like. And I think that it's going to be a rags to riches kind of thing as far as we started this and it crashed really hard. And then all of a sudden, boom, it took off. Joey, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it looked very B-movie like, not just the makeup. I just felt like just the way it was filmed, the way it was shot. I thought the recording for Rock and Roll All Night was awful. I thought you can hear the electric drum sound on there, Andrew. I'm sure you picked it out. It just wasn't good. I mean, if that's the trailer that they're releasing, obviously they're trying to bring in the KISS audience, right? They're not going to do it with that trailer.
The diehards, of course, will go. I have to say, it's probably, do you guys think it's going to be real? Okay, well, let's go to Andrew next. Andrew, what do you think? Same thing?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. I mean, I've seen a lot of things online and people are saying, oh, it's a trailer, it's a teaser. It's like, this is a direct clip from the movie.
Right.
So whether they're using this to get us excited on it, I the purpose of teasers and the purpose of trailers is to excite you and to create a sense of urgency for the movie. Any movie studio wants you to see their movie now. They don't want you to wait 2 years to see it. They want you to go and see it now, wherever it might be. It didn't create any urgency for me to go out and see this thing. And it's certainly not going to come to theaters because, I mean, man, some of the effects on that were really poor, really, really like Def Leppard VH1 movie like effects. And that movie came out in 2003 or 2004, wherever it was.
That might have been when they started filming this thing.
It didn't get me excited. The biggest sticking point for me was the makeup. I mean, obviously they licensed the song or they re-recorded the song or whatever they're doing there, but they got the logo, which is that really the Kiss logo? Because that's the Light of Kiss logo from the 70s, but maybe Kiss doesn't have that version of the logo copywritten. Who knows? Who knows? There were some corners cut, and immediately, as soon as they had that back shot of them where Neil and Bill walk on stage, and you see the crowd, you see like three rows of people, then like a fucking stadium behind them. And I was like, who did this effect? Because it ain't good. It took me right out of the moment. Now,
maybe it's not done. Maybe it's not finished yet. You know what I mean?
Let's hope so.
It doesn't come out until August. Rosie, did you see it?
I did.
And what did you think?
Well, I thought the makeup looked awful, just like everybody else, you know, seems to. But I also am trying to keep in mind that supposedly Kiss is just a minor part of the movie. But at the same time, it's Casablanca Records. And Kiss was such a huge part of what saved, you know, the label. And there needs to be more than a minor part of that movie for Kiss.
I agree with you 100%. Sonny.
All right, I'm on the opposite side of Joe and Jared. Big surprise here. The story to me, it can be embellished. It doesn't have to be super accurate, because reality is, no matter what the story is, we ain't going to believe it anyway. So it can be embellished just to cast the wide net, get my wife interested. Dude, the makeup and the logo and the song, that's got to be right. If that's not right, you might as well just say it's Gene Schmo and Paul Doe. Like, just change everything. Like, that's the iconic. That's what identifies them. You can't have that not right. That's stupid.
Okay, so let me tell you that I am, of course, I'm going to go see the movie. Especially if it's going to be on like HBO Max or some shit like that in my living room, where I just have to sit down, push play and go, you know. But if it's in the theater, I would pay to go see it, just because I'm interested. I am absolutely interested as a crazy diehard Kiss fan in what Casablanca's story is. I don't know how much of it is going to be real, you know, but it might just make for a fun movie. I mean, you know, so that being put aside, everybody online is pretty much saying the same thing. You know, makeup's bad, logo, blah, blah, blah. But I know, I'm pretty sure everybody will watch the movie, especially if it doesn't cost you anything to see, right?
Oh, this is totally getting illegally downloaded. 110%. I don't care if it's 100% illegally getting downloaded.
Yeah, definitely something.
But like, whether you watch Bohemian or whether you watch The Dirt, right? Those stories, everybody knows, they weren't quite accurate. It was embellished to create the drama. But it was still the right names. If it wasn't Vince Smith, you know what right. I mean? So, like, there's got to be parts of it that's got to be real.
Right. Now, one of the things that I wanted to ask you guys, because obviously we're going to be here a little bit today. We've got a lot to talk about. And I'm going to go to you, Joey, first. Do you think that they just weren't allowed to get the makeup for the movie?
I can't imagine it was something where they cheaped out. I really can't. I think it was more something where Gene and Paul didn't want to be a part of it. They didn't want to give up the licensing up to the makeup to be part of that movie. I don't know. Maybe, you know, with the logo and the song, you know, there's licensing things where they could have maybe done that without their approval, and maybe the makeup they needed more approval for. I'm not sure. It seems really odd to me that they got the song, like Andrew said, they have the logo, and then they don't have the makeup. They're not going to cheap out just for that, which is really the biggest part of those three, because you could kind of do it without the logo. You could even kind of do it without the song if you needed to. Mm-hmm. The visualization of the makeup is everything in that scene. If anything, if they don't have the license to the makeup, film from behind. Film it to hide the faces.
From inside the mouth where the tongue is just wagging
But seriously, you can't show the makeup like that. It's ridiculous.
So one of my friends...
Definitely film from behind.
Yes. One of my friends said that, oh, that's because you want to look at Paul Stanley's ass.
No.
I do.
I'm the one girl on the planet that does not care about Paul Stanley's ass.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Speaking of asses, didn't we see Gene's ass this week too, right?
Yes. Okay. So how about this? I wanted to do one more thing because Andrew does make films, and I want to ask him one more thing. Do you think that if Paul and them said no to them using the makeup? One of my friends texted me, Doug, a very old friend of mine, actually probably my oldest friend, and he said if they did not give him let them pay for the rights to the makeup. I mean, he was the money behind making them who they were. They could have at least done that for the movie.
Very professional.
Again, it could be anything. It could be, you know, maybe they read the script and maybe they were like, listen, this is not accurate. Let's fix this and then we'll give you the rights. Maybe they were disagreeing with some of the stuff that was in the script. Who the hell knows?
Well, one thing that I can tell you is that the comments are coming through here like crazy. And
that's America's ass.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
The best one right there. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to the next piece of news. Gene Simmons performed naked with a robe on, apparently, on stage. And, I mean, I was a little, like, taken back by this.
No, you weren't.
No. It wasn't that he was in a robe and naked. I just assumed he was. But did he, like, pull the thing back to show a part of his ass? Or did it just fly open like that?
No.
That looked like a possible lift and scratch to me.
Yep.
Yep.
Lift and scratch.
Okay, so I went to one of these things where they played the sound check and everything before they do the show, and there were a lot of little kids at this. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was very odd. I mean, I don't dislike it as much as other people who were like, oh my God, how could he possibly do this? Who gives a shit?
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, he's Gene Simmons. He doesn't give a shit what you think. It's sound check. He put his bathrobe on. Who cares?
Oh no, the bathrobe is not. That's not a big deal. I'm talking about like the showing of the ass.
Oh, well, I mean.
That was anyway, side stage. Nobody that was in the crowd saw that. He was on the side somebody from side stage took that photo and it got spread around.
Oh, I didn't realize that. It looked like it was from the crowd.
I think what happens is Gene, we all know Gene's a ham. Okay, we know that. I think he realizes he's in front of people when there's a stage right there. He forgets that there's camera and video and forever on. Like, he doesn't think that far ahead. And that's just because he grew up in the era that wasn't there. Right? So I think he forgets about it.
Hey, Joey, you went on tour with Kiss. How many times did you see Gene's ass?
Every night.
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw a lot of Polaroids. Gene was never in them, but I don't think I ever saw Gene's ass. Unfortunately, I saw the band members of my band members' ass a lot.
Oh, that's super funny.
Yeah, it's not
good. All right, okay, so that, all right, we can just put that aside. It's small news.
Yeah,
Andrew
has seen them too.
Unfortunately, yeah.
There is big news tonight, and that is that Sister's Doll is performing at the Cutting Room, and Peter Criss is going to do a song with them. And so, Andrew, you're going to be working with Peter for Creatures Fest, correct?
Well, yes. I mean, I'm Peter Criss's webmaster, so I will be down there with him helping out. There's a group of us down there. Apparently, when you talk about the Catman, the dogs don't like that.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll be working with Peter. I'll be working with Peter. I've been his webmaster since January of this year. And Peter's jazzed. He's excited to, you know, get out there and see people again. This isn't people. I see some people that are outraged. They're like, oh, he retired and now retiring means nothing. I'm like, this is a guy. He's out there. He's having fun. He's special guesting and doing just cool things because people still want to see him play. So, you know, I'm all for it. If he wants to get back out there and do things here and there, it doesn't cheapen the fact that of his farewell shows from a couple years ago.
Right. So, now that's all done, Joey, thank you very much. I know you passed up on going tonight to be here with us.
It is true. I passed up going tonight just to be on the show because I heard Rosie was coming back.
Oh, hell. Look at that. See? So nice.
Not for a
bunch of crap. He was banned.
Don't listen to him, Rosie.
But I mean, here's the thing. I mean, you know, Joey and I will be at Creatures Fest, and we'll probably see more cool things at Creatures Fest than you would tonight. I mean, tonight is really a Sisters Doll show. It's not a Peter Chris show. So people got to remember that. And Peter is doing these guys a favor by helping them out and being a special guest. So will it be cool? Absolutely. Anytime you can see an original member of Kiss for, what is it, $25? Awesome. Do it. But this isn't a Peter Chris show. This is a show where Peter is special guesting with Sisters Doll.
The press made it look like it's Peter's, you know, comeback show. I mean, that might have even been a headline or two. And now that's the press's fault for doing that.
Yes.
Well, we all know Peter's doing stuff at Creatures Fest. We don't know how much and to what extent yet, but this is a warm up for Peter. Peter wants to get on stage, knock off some of the cobwebs, probably.
Yeah.
I was actually going to go because I wanted to see, I've never seen Sisters Doll. I'm going to be playing with two of the guys in the Unplugged show. So I wanted to kind of see them and meet them a little and honestly just to gauge how they play. I've never really even seen them play live before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was at the final show, Peter's final show in New York, and they're very good. So I think you're going to be pleased. And they did not seem like the type of people that aren't prepared, if that makes sense. Yes. All right. So that all being said, Rosie, why aren't you there tonight?
Because I'm in Ohio, Andrew. We're in like the lamest state in the country.
Oh, have mercy.
Pony's there now too, right?
Oh, yeah. I made it unlame. That's why I'm here.
No, it became lame, I think, when you joined the ranks, Pony.
All right, 50 of you guys are watching right now. Before I get to the topic of the week, I want to tell y'all, we're going to be giving you lots of information today, so bear with us. The other thing is, if you have not subscribed to our channel, subscribe. We will be posting stuff all weekend on our YouTube page of what's going on at Creatures Fest. So subscribe to the channel and then hit that little bell and it'll tell you every time we post a video. Also, hit the like button and that will help us out as well. And hey man, let's go ahead and get to this very exciting topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
So this week's topic of the week, of course, is Creatures Fest. We've been talking about it for months now. We are super excited. Just as Podcast Rock City, we are going and we're excited just about seeing each other and you guys that watch and listen to our show every week. And but man, there's so much going on. I wish you guys could be in on the Podcast Rock City text thread because it's brutal about the Jello wrestling that's going to happen the fights.
That's Andrew and Joey.
It's me versus Pooney. I need a ref, Rosie. You want to be the ref?
No. I'm only going if it's chocolate pudding.
Wait a minute. I want to tell a funny Joey wrestling story. This goes all the way back when, because I don't know if people know this, that I used to be Joey's roadie like 20 years ago.
Also, be careful, freak. Be careful. Go ahead.
So anytime, and so it was at a band called Kiss Nation. And the thing is all the band members, they're all big wrestling fans. And at the time, Joey was younger than I am now. Joey was probably 25 years old at the time. So anytime that we were at a hotel, they're always like wrestling and throwing things around and, you know, flipping mattresses and doing wrestling moves. And I just remember we were in Baltimore, Maryland, and I remember Joey goes to lift the mattress to throw it at one of the band members, and he found a giant box of porn underneath the mattress.
I don't remember this, did I?
Yes. That was the same weekend that one of the other members of the band, when we scared him in the bathroom, he reached into the toilet bowl and you know, threw it at us. Yeah,
that actually happened. That.
But I always remember that because this wasn't the first time it happened. It was almost like every hotel that we went to, they would tear apart the bed, do wrestling moves on each other, and then they would always find something underneath the bed. It was usually like someone left some behind. But in Baltimore, I remember it was like it was a full box of porn. It was.
Something tells me Carlos left with that box, I have a feeling.
Probably.
Now, this could have really gone in a different direction. It went in a good direction, but I was worried that we were going to find a dead hooker cut into the thing, like in that movie, Four Rooms. Have you seen Four Rooms? And you guys see Four Rooms? And they lift the mattress because something smells, and there's like a dead hooker stuck. Well, oh, my God. There was a dead hooker.
Stories Andrew could have went with there that we might have had to boot him off for. I'm glad he didn't. We could save those for late night hangouts.
There are certain stories that are late night hangout stories, and there are certain stories that are just funny. There were so many just funny stories. Some of the funniest stories is when you're in the Kiss band, there are like certain roles, but the funniest stories were when like other members of the band would impersonate the other members. Like, you know, Carlos was the Gene guy. He would always impersonate the Paul, and he was in sound, he'd be doing the Paul moves. That's the funny stuff that people don't get to see.
Yes, see, and now Joey's not in any trouble, but we're going to get these stories out of Andrew. You watch. All right. What were you going to say, Sonny?
Never look under the mattress in a hotel.
Never look under the mattress.
There, nothing good can come from it. No, period. Nothing good can come from it.
Yes.
It seems like a horrible idea.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's just a bad idea.
It wasn't on purpose, but we were using it as a weapon.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and talk about this amazing festival that we have this weekend, the Fest.
Everyone on the screen right now is going to be there.
Yes, absolutely. And the best part about all five of us that are going to be there, of course, is Rosie. And she will be the one smiling all the time, and I'll be the one walking around going, what don't I own?
And Andrew will be the one sulking the whole time.
That's true.
Whoa, why is this true? Is this true?
What's happening?
No, we'll talk about this later, but you'll come and see me, and then I will, be talking about my new movie coming out.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Absolutely. Okay, so actually, let's go ahead and do that first. Let's do that first. Okay, Greatest Show on Earth 2. How long ago did 1 come out?
2018. 2018.
It's already been 4 years.
Yeah, October 2018 was when I first put this thing out. And, it's funny and it's amazing because when I first started doing the first one, first of all, I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it. And then if I could do it, was it going to be any good? So, but people have told me that it was good. So, you know, it's very Kiss in a way where people, they just tell me what they want and that's what I do.
So explain your process real quick. You take footage that you own, or you find it, and you just put it all together.
And the initial first couple of films, it was all footage that was officially available on official Kiss releases, and I would re-edit it into something else. The first Greatest Show on Earth was I took those 1977 concerts and painstakingly synced them to Kiss Alive 2. So people seem to really, really enjoy that. So now that no one has come after me legally, now I can kind of dig a little deeper and go into some of the things that have been circulating in the bootleg circles for years and years and years. So the new one that's coming out, The Greatest Show on Earth 2, really dives deep on the Hot in the Shade tour. There was tons of stuff that was shot by the great Jack Sawyers that was supposed to be for Exposed 2 that for one reason or another never got used. So I've taken this footage. At the end of the day, I think I had maybe 24 hours of footage I had to go through and to make up this movie. So this movie is basically going to be your best backstage pass to the Hot in the Shade tour. So, and it's a time period that's unfortunately ignored by the band.
Well, first of all, Andrew's downplaying. Listen, I hate to compliment this goofy bastard, but I got to compliment him on this stuff. The stuff that he does is absolutely incredible. If you haven't seen it, Andrew, where do we find it? On YouTube, right?
Yeah, you can see all of my films. And once you meet me at Creatures Fest, I'm going to give you a QR code to get you right to it. But you can get all my films at youtube.com/greatestshowonearthfanfilms. You can see them all there. And if all the YouTube ads piss you off, because they piss me off too, you can go watch them on Vimeo ad-free.
I mean, what
and
he
just
does...
so you know, not all of Andrew's films are kiss-related.
Whoa, what are we talking about here?
Oh, that's right. So there were two movies that I did that where I played the Joker that
I thought we were talking about movies that we can find underneath the hotel bed. What are we talking about here, Andrew?
Well, first of all, you're under the assumption I'm going to last long enough for a movie. I mean, these are going to be shorts that you can see on YouTube.
Oh, they're all put together clips anyway. Nobody lasts long.
Seriously, the kiss stuff has kind of taken on a life of its own, where it became very popular among the Kiss fans. The other things I've done, they were fun, they were cool, but you know, I had premieres here in town. They did whatever they did, which was fun. But you know, the Kiss ones, they've been viewed over 1.5 million times.
Wow!
So, which you can't ignore that. So it was very, very cool to be able to say that. You know, that something that I did was viewed 1 million times.
And not only that,
no,
you know, there's no better resume and, you know, business card to do than what Andrew's done. He's done something where Kiss, you know, should get off of their fat asses and hire someone like Andrew and not, you know, just Joe Schmo that, you know, yes men, people that really want to give fans what they want. Because the stuff Andrew releases to me is way better than anything Kiss has released probably since Second Coming. And
I can't believe Joey is giving me a compliment.
I mean, listen, I'm going to pants you at Creatures Fest in front of everyone. Don't worry.
That's awesome. Okay. So now the new one comes out when again?
It comes out on June 10th. And, you know, so we're here talking about it now. But the coolest thing about this is you'll be able to see your first clip of the movie The Greatest Showman of the Two on May 30th. So after you sober up from Creatures Fest, you'll be able to see a clip of it, the first trailer of it on May 30th. And also May 30th, we have signed posters that go on sale. And no, these posters are not signed by me. Posters are going to be signed by the great Bruce Kulick. So I've partnered with Bruce Kulick to sell these posters, so you could purchase one of these very own posters at kissarmywarehouse.com starting on May 30th. This one is signed to me because this one happens to be mine. But you can purchase your very own all original artwork. You can purchase this on kissarmywarehouse.com starting on May 30th.
Sweet.
Awesome.
All right. So we'll make sure that some links get put up on Podcast Rock City's Facebook page and everywhere else, so you guys can go ahead and get with that. Thank you for that, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Creatures Fest. This is a big deal. Rosie, you're really involved heavily now in everything. We talked on the phone the other day about what is going on. Excuse me. And we have a schedule now. Do you happen to have that with you?
Kind of. I mean, okay,
No, that's fine. So this is the main things that people want to know, okay? Who plays on Friday? Who's the headliner Friday night?
Friday is Ace.
Ace. And Peter's going to get on stage with him, correct?
Yes, for two songs.
For two songs. Mm-hmm. Look, Sonny, what are you doing?
I'm just reminding us of our bet.
Oh, yeah, you suck.
What's the bet?
No, we can't talk about it right now. We'll talk about it when we're there. It involves lifting the mattress and seeing what's under it. I don't know. okay, so then, all right. So then, now, but we've also got Saturday. The headliner is who?
Vinnie Vincent.
Now, this is the one that everybody is like freaking out about because of the announcements that just came.
He's at rehearsal tonight.
Right now.
Yes.
And so we're being told.
Yes, it's happening. And FYI, yes.
It is going to happen. Yes.
Yes.
And we're being told that Bruce is going to get on stage with him. And then Ace is going to get on stage with him. And then they're all three going to play together.
That is correct. And there's also a photo opportunity, which is already sold out with all three of them.
Awesome. Hey, Rosie, what song are they going to do?
I'm not telling you that.
Ooh, wait, does that mean you? Wait, she said I'm not telling. That means she knows.
She knows. Wow.
I mean, I don't know.
Joe, we got to feed Rosie drinks Friday night.
I don't.
No
drink.
Problem. But yeah. Well, here, Rosie.
I'll know Thursday night. I'm going to see her Thursday night. I'll know Thursday night.
Oh, you can't get anything out of anyone, Pony.
Scambotti sees me all the time.
Yes, I do.
If he knew anything, it'd be him, but he knows nothing.
Oh, God. This is and period. Now we're also hearing that there are some extra secrets that are just going to be like birthday surprises to us while we're there.
So wait, I want to know who's in Vinny's band. That's what I want to know.
I think that's one of the surprises.
Listen, if it's Joey, I'm going to be so pissed.
It's not Joey. I promise you that. All
right, good.
Trust me. I pitched it to Neil. I sent him the drum set. I sent him in Eric's costume and everything. I tried.
Paul Scott.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any. Andrew, I'm not even sure. I'm speculating too. I don't know if there's anyone that we would know. Maybe it's just local Nashville guys.
Okay, so let's get on to the last day. We've got Ace. Bruce is performing, correct? No. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ace is performing.
No, you were right, Joe. Last night is Bruce.
Ace is on Friday. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm getting all confused. I apologize. So the last day, that's why Rosie's here. I'll shut up now. Last day is Bruce and his band.
Yes.
And that is, for a guy that's seen that, I don't know how many times, maybe 4 or 5 times now, it is going to be quite, it's
Bruce's
just the cherry
band is
on top.
Best.
It is. They're the cherry on the top. At the very end, they pull shit out that you're like, I can't believe they played that. Or, you know,
I'd rather see Bruce's band than Kiss.
Wow.
I'm not even close. I better yet, I would rather be at Creatures Fest this weekend than 3 Kiss shows front row the same weekend.
Or the Kiss Cruise, to be honest. And I've been on one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys are all crazy. It's like,
this is going to be a great event, but
this
like,
is a, but it's also a once in a lifetime type thing. There's going to be weird surprises that we're not ready for. There's going to be all new things happening where Kiss, you know, I've seen Kiss, you know, 80 times from the front row. And it's, you know, we're not changing set lists. We're not changing anything. You know what you're going to get walking in, and you're going to leave not surprised. You're going to get the same old thing. Creatures Fest is going to be nonstop. I think, wow, holy shit, did you guys see that last night? I think we're going to be saying that a lot.
Okay, so before we go any further, we are going to talk about any of the packages that are left. One of the packages that is left, I made a little commercial for you. I want you guys to see it. This is it right here.
Hi, I'm Carrie Stevens, and this is Podcast Rock City. You can find me at Creatures Fest, where meet and greet tickets are still available at creaturesfest.com.
So that right there segues into partially what we're going to talk about with Joey. But Carrie Stevens, if you guys don't know, was Eric Carr's girlfriend. And she
makes an appearance in The Greatest Show on Earth, too, just so you know.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Was she wearing a little yellow sundress? Because I saw that in the Eric Carr movie, you know, the Fox movie. And she is an angel. I'm just saying.
She's the sweetest girl.
She is a sweetheart. Okay, so Joey, this is this is going to go along with Carrie, correct? She is having a VIP spot that if you purchase one of her meet and greets, you can go and hang out with her. And I think there's other people that are going to be there as well. I have some friends, Jeff Trott being one of them. He sent me a message and said, I am gonna hang out with Carrie Stevens, and we are gonna party. And I was like, dude, this is gonna be crazy. and he was like, and watch Quesada. So if you guys want to get one of those VIP packages or meet and greets, I think you get a book and you get it autographed, and you get to hang out with her, and she'll probably be telling you stories about Eric. And she's probably not going to do that unless you're in that area. So I highly, highly, highly recommend picking up one of those meet and greets. Joey, now we get to you. This is something that you've been working on. You've been sending us little bits of video every once in a while of rehearsals. And tell everybody what you're doing.
Yeah, so we're super honored. We're going to be kicking off Creatures Fest. All the festivities start on Friday at about 3:30. There's going to be a pool party. We're going to be doing Kiss Unplugged cover to cover with tons of special guests. So the core band is going to be myself, Steve Brown from Trickster, a couple of the guys from Sisters Doll. It's going to be absolutely amazing. One of the players in Todd Kern's band, Mindfield. It's going to be unbelievable. We're doing a cover to cover. We're going to have guest stars come up periodically. You're never going to guess what songs they're going to come up on. It's, you know, you've already announced that Bruce is definitely joining us for a song, two or three, who knows how many, but you wouldn't guess the songs that he's going to possibly come up on. So he's going to come up on.
I think
some
the songs are going to be off MTV Unplugged album. I think those are going to be the songs.
Yes, excellent guess, Andrew.
Not the ones you would think. I think, and even, you know, when I talk to Bruce about it, he's like, "Yeah, I don't think people are going to think I'm coming up for these songs." So he's going to be coming up, possibly some other members of his band, members of Ace's band, maybe members of the Kiss family will be coming up with us. So please join us. You know, I think the festivities will start around 3 or 3:30. Because it's going to take place before the Ace and Peter is going to do a sound check and later on that day. So we didn't want to run long into that in case people were mixing and mingling all throughout the Creatures Fest. But yes, Carrie will have her own VIP section there. You can go hang out with Carrie. We'll all be there hanging out before and afterwards. Definitely come down and kick off Creatures Fest the right way.
Yes, this is going to be awesome. All right, so... before we get, I'm going to start asking you guys questions, and obviously we're all very excited. Number one, we're not going to have to talk over the internet anymore. We're all going to be able to see each other and give each other hugs and high fives. It's going to be amazing.
Whoa. I don't want any of those.
Don't touch Tata. Andrew's body.
No,
look at this is brutal.
Rosie
this is like
smart.
Rosie
smart
and
Rosie.
Andrew go at, and she goes at Andrew like you go at Pooney, and Pooney
I've
goes
known
at you.
Him for. Forever, he doesn't really? Want to be touched.
No, and I've seen some of the things he's touched. You don't want to touch him.
Elbow bump right. him.
Elbow
That's
bump.
True. That's true. I mean, here, like, people don't know this because Joey left that chapter out of the book. I don't know why he did that.
It's a family friendly book. That's why.
Okay, so let me ask. I'm just gonna go ahead and ask you guys as we go around. So, Sonny. What is the thing that you're most excited about at Creatures Fest?
I haven't seen Vinny live, so that would be cool. Except for, like, the last time I saw him live was Vinny Vincent Invasion. That's how long it's been, right? So,
He's so good.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. And I've never met Jericho, and Jericho and I have communicated enough to where we probably need to meet at some point. And then I've never met Joey live. Right. Sure. So, right. It'll be the first time we meet. And by the way, there's an indoor and an outdoor swimming pool, according to the
Rosie.
It's one pool.
Rosie, where's the Unplugged show? Indoors or outdoors?
It's outdoor on the outdoor half of the pool.
Okay. So we're out. We're definitely, where is the band outside or inside?
Huh?
Is the band inside or outside?
Outside.
Okay. Great.
Sweet. I'll be the one standing there with the big palm. Fanning Joey in 89 degree weather.
Oh, I will be dripping after coming home. I'll be soaking
You'll
wet.
Be like, stop fanning me. Start spraying me. Psh, psh, psh.
Do you need one of those like soccer mom tents?
Maybe I might need it.
Those like rectangle things.
Exciting. Andrew, what are you most excited about?
I'm excited to see Vinny. I've never seen Vinny before. So, you know, it'll be great to see Peter again and all the members of PeterChris.net, which will be fun. It'll be cool to see Ace, but I've never seen Vinny before. So if he actually shows up, I'll be excited to see him.
He will be there. Shut up, Skimbody.
Yeah. That's brutal. So, Rosie, what about you? I mean, is it the same Vinny as the thing for you?
I mean, I'm in communication with Vinny and his camp regularly, so I have no doubts about that.
He lives in a camp now? What's going on?
What is happening?
You know what I mean. I know where he's at right now. I know, you know, I have no doubts about him.
So is he what you're most excited about seeing perform-wise? I mean,
I'm always excited to see Vinny, but I've seen him a dozen times over the past 3 years perform. I have no doubts about him.
And we're not, no, I understand that, but we're not taking away from, like, people being excited excited to see Ace or Bruce or anything like that. But Vinny, performing wise, you have to go and see private things, and not everybody has the chance to do that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see Vinny perform in front of a crowd. A large
crowd.
And, right, you know, hopefully make things a little bit different. But
oh, I'm also let me
go. Yeah. What, Pooney?
I'm going to uncode that. What you meant was, I'm excited to see Vinny live and shut everybody up that he can't play anymore. That was the nice way she said it.
Yes. Thank you. But I'm also very excited to see, you know, a lot of the other people. I've never seen Pretty Boy Floyd live. I'm just excited to see all of you. I somehow didn't see you in Dayton, Sonny. Did Andrew, did you two see each other?
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm. There's like 30,000 people there. I made that number up. I don't know. How many people were there?
It's like 9,000.
9,000.
But Andrew and I saw each other all night. But we saw no Pooney.
Sometimes that's the way it works. Joey, what's the thing you're most excited about seeing?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I'm really looking forward to seeing Vinny as well. I've never seen Vinny play live. I've never met Vinny. I can't wait to see him shred. I can't wait to see him do some of these Kiss songs. I can't wait to see Ace and Vinny, who's, I believe, have never even met before, right? Not only meet, but be on stage together. I think it's going to be incredible. But honestly, besides that, I think just the whole Kiss community in this event with all this excitement surrounding it, that's going to be the most fun. I know everyone's looking forward to the shows and stuff. Hello. Everyone's looking forward to the shows and stuff, but I feel like people are overlooking that everyone is going to be hanging out together. All these podcasts, all these fans, all these different people who never get to see each other are going to be hanging out, not just at one show and then go home, the whole weekend.
Yeah, 3 days. It's going to be amazing. So let's talk a little bit more. There are a lot of other supporting acts. We've got everybody from Enough's Enough to, Pretty Boy Floyd. We have Quarantine. I'm very excited about our friend of our show, Joe McGinnis, is playing guitar in that band, and he's wonderful. He's a wonderful guitar player. When I shot my documentaries, Makeup of an Army, he gave us all the music. They gave us all the music from Classic 78 to put in the documentary. It, for free, just here, take it. That's how amazing these guys were. And I am
right, for people who don't know, Joe, who's in Quarantine in Chris Jericho's band, is the Paul Stanley voice in Classic 78.
Yes. Yeah, so I apologize. I should have made that clear. So what you guys, so earlier, a couple of months ago, when that record came out and everybody's like, this is so amazing. If you're going to be at Creatures Fest, you will be seeing the Paul on stage playing lead guitar. I'm really curious to see. There are other things that I'm curious about, because they have Bruce shot. I want to say, I'm not 100%. Did he shoot some video with them as well? With Quarantine or no?
I don't remember.
No, I think he was doing it remote. I think he was added in remote. Yeah.
Right. Okay. But, you know, it'd be crazy if he got on stage with them too. I mean, they're doing, I believe, you know, some of his era of the.
Listen, it definitely could happen. And I'm not sure if anyone saw the newest Quarantine release, what the song is. It ties into Andrew's movie a little bit, Silver Spoon from Hot in the Shade.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great. All right. So there are so many supporting acts doing this. If you guys have not seen this yet or had the opportunity to check it out or if you haven't like pulled the trigger on whether or not you're going to go to creaturesfest.com and just look everything up. Rosie, there are still tickets left?
We released a few more general admission 3-day tickets. There's also some VIP 1-day tickets available.
And I promise you guys, if you can make it happen, it is a few days away. I understand that. It's close. But
Friday, Sunday.
And there are some of you guys that don't live far away. You can make it. And you might be sitting there going, oh, I'm not sure. I promise it's going to be an amazing event. All day long, I've been talking to friends online that are going, and we're all planning on where to meet, where to eat, how we're going to hang out, what we're going to see, you know, because so many bands are playing all over the place, and it's just going to be one of those amazing things. I like the fact that nothing really overlaps too bad. You know, you're going to have the opportunity to see what you want to see.
We're working hard on the schedule to make sure that that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the big goal of the next couple of days. I'm leaving tomorrow. Neil just arrived a couple hours ago in Nashville, and Jay's going to be getting there shortly, and we're going to be working on the schedule just to make sure nothing overlaps, as little as possible, so that we can make sure everybody gets to see everything. Rosie, and there are some meet and greets still, like you said. Carrie still has some. Todd Kearns and Brent Fitz, they still have their meet and greet is available. Todd's going to play the ukulele, and that's going to be awesome.
Are there any plans to like professionally video anything at Creatures Fest? Even like an incredible doc to release all together, just the behind the scenes of Creatures Fest, and then some of the performances and all that stuff. Anyone, you know, really capturing this event? Can we hear her?
Yeah, so Rosie, no,
she's on mute.
Say it again, Rosie.
Go ahead, Rosie.
Sorry, I got a call while I was talking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we as a team, we are not recording it like for streaming or anything, but there are a few of the artists that are having things recorded.
Gotcha.
For their own releases.
Gotcha.
Right, absolutely. Now there is a question here. It's from Heath Nagley. It says, "Speaking of Heath, will there be food trucks or vendors? Is that kind of thing?"
So I actually was really hoping we'd be able to get some food trucks, but that hasn't seemed to work out because of the parking issue. Because the parking lot needs to have, you know,
small
cars for the guests,
right?
But the hotel has a restaurant on site that is so good. I've eaten there, I don't know, 100 times. And I love their food. And the she crab soup is amazing.
Okay.
You know, if you guys go there. And they have a really good breakfast buffet that has lox and stuff on it. It's so good. But I do love the restaurant that's there.
This is awesome. Sunny, do you... Okay, so there's so much happening. We obviously cannot get to it all, you know, today. How many different people do you personally know that are like are contacting you like they are me? Are people getting with you right now going, dude, 4 days, we're all going to be there? What's going on with that? Lots of friends?
Oh, yeah. There's, I don't know if Joey, have you been on a Kiss cruise?
No.
You haven't been on a Kiss cruise, right? So it's very similar to either the Kiss cruise or the Monsters of Rock cruise, where people will reach out and go, hey, we should hook up. Hey, let's have a drink. Let's have a meal together, et cetera. Because it's, you know, where else are you going to go where there's almost 1,000 people that have the same hobby? Like, you just don't have that anywhere. They're even at the Kiss concert, you got half the people are there because they're there with their significant other just hanging out. They're not true fans, right? So you just never get to go somewhere where everybody has the same hobby. And I've got these feelings every once in a while in my life. All the cruises. I went to a Cabo Wabo thing with Sammy on his birthday, and like everybody knew every song, every word. You go to a Y&T show, there's only 200 people. Everybody knows every song, every word. It's that kind of fandom, and that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. And Heath, I don't know, maybe where you live, they don't have this, but they have this thing called DoorDash. You can get food from anywhere you want, dude. It's 2022.
Dude,
brother,
just mess
but that's
with
not the
Heath.
Same as sitting around at a table, at, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, you guys think I want to see Joey eat? Come on. Yes.
No, I'm telling you right now, if there's one damn thing I'm doing, I'm eating food with a member of ZO2.
Listen, here's another
That's
great,
a whole another $300.
Listen, this is another great story. This is another
That's the Joey Quesada experience.
No, this is
all
this
they
is
do is eat on that show.
This is a great story. This is a great story. So, and this was, it wasn't ZO2 yet. It was still, I think it might have still been CO2, but you know, Joey and Paulie, they were also in Kiss Nation. That's how they met. But anyway, after the show, we'd all go out to a diner, and Joey and Paulie would always find their way to the middle of the table, and David too, you know, rest his soul. They would always be middle of the table, and they would be bargaining with everybody with their leftovers. There, you're not going to eat that. Okay, I'm going to eat this, and you're going to eat that. I'm going to eat, and they all somehow all the food would just congregate to the middle of the table, and they would eat everything. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
The first time when we filmed the pilot of Z-Rock, there was a 30-person crew. And it was three of us. We had the same bill for lunch, the three of us, that the 30-person crew had. We nice. Filmed at Virgil's in Manhattan. It was a barbecue place in Manhattan. We filmed an interview segment. We had the same bill as the crew.
Okay, so here's a question for you, Rosie. This is from Jared. He wants to know, is there stuff happening during the day Saturday and Sunday, or is everything for the most part happening in the evening? He would like to explore Nashville a bit. My understanding is yes, there's stuff going on, correct?
There will be some bands playing, like, during the day. Enough's Enough's going to do their Beatles covers and things like that during the day. But also the expos are going to be going on during the day, or expo, I shouldn't say expos. But the expo is going to be going on during the day, Saturday and Sunday, not Friday. It's Saturday and Sunday only. So if you're going to be looking for collectibles or merch or whatever, that's going to be going on in the Expo City on Saturday and Sunday. But there will be live music going on during that as well, just right. Not the headliners.
And I do know that Quarantine is playing during the day. Mm-hmm. I believe Chris Jericho has a pay-per-view that night. The same night.
I think it's Sunday is his pay-per-view.
I thought it was Saturday. But okay, well,
I know he's flying in and out.
Yeah, he's flying right out on Saturday. I believe the pay-per-view is Saturday. I think he's got to run right out.
Yeah, I asked him,
we were talking about seeing Vinny, and he's like, he can't stay for it because he's got to run for the pay-per-view.
Yeah, right. He's in and out super fast. I know that.
Because he's a wizard.
Rosie, what's the layout of all this stuff? Is, you know, where's Expo City in relation to where the bands are going to play and so on, and the pool and all that stuff?
So the headlining bands are going to play in the main ballroom, which, I mean, I can't like show you I don't have a map like in front of me, but, you know, it's typical hotel setup. You walk into the lobby. There's this big, beautiful pool that is overlooking the lobby, or that you overlook from the lobby, that's inside and out. But if you turn right, you go to the restaurant and to all of the ballrooms and conference rooms. And that's where the bands are going to be playing. And if you keep going right, that will take you to like a doorway that'll take you to a large outside sidewalk that looks like a entrance to a blimp. I don't really know how else to explain it. It's like a hangar that's next to the hotel, and that's where the expo and the other bands are gonna be playing. So it's kind of cool. It's like a sidewalk that's like 10 feet in length from the hotel to the
this hotel is it right at the airport? Is it you know, a car ride away? How far, what are we talking about from the airport?
10 minutes.
Okay, great.
Super close. And there's a shuttle.
Oh, awesome. That's good for people to know. So you can just get right to the hotel, get checked in, get to your stuff. As far as now, I want to make sure this is done. As far as people who are checking in for their tickets, there's an early check in, correct?
Mm-hmm. Thursday, okay. Yep.
Thursday at what time?
Four. At least 4 or 6.
Okay.
I can double check.
Okay. And then I have posted the entire schedule on the Podcast Rock City Facebook page. If you guys want to go and check it out, or and just keep it on your phone, just save the pictures, keep it on your phone. This way you guys can check out, and not miss anything and have it right with you guys. Before we get going, I wanted to make sure you guys really write this down. Andrew works very hard on his films, and I want to make sure that when it gets put out, we all watch it. And, you know, he does this on his own time, and buy a poster. It'll be signed by Bruce. Who designed the poster? You did?
No, I co-designed the poster. The guy by the name of his name is Nils. He also did some cover artwork for Julian Gill on some of his great books. So Nils designed this, and then I kind of did all the typography and all that stuff over on the poster. So yeah, you can purchase this starting May the 30th.
All right, so we got to make sure, we just have to make sure that you guys all go ahead and do that. So let's go ahead and get out of here, because I'm going to put this show on the line, and then I'm going to start packing up. Happy birthday, Jay. I see that. That's cool. We're going to make sure that I get everything packed up. Podcast Rock City, come and see our booth. We're going to be giving away some records to people that subscribe to our channel. While we're there, you'll get a ticket. We'll call you up on the phone and let you know you won. We have a new German released Elder that has the tinfoil cover, or the foil cover. And then we will also have two records autographed by Vinny Vincent. One is Creatures of the Night, and the other one is Lick It Up. So come by our table. And then by all means, if you see Joey, he's going to have his book for sale. Say hello to Joey. And
yeah, I'll have some stuff with you guys at the PRC table. I'll have some books. I'll have some Xerox DVDs. I'll have some ZO2 stuff. Please come by, hang out. If anyone has a bottle of scotch they want to bring me, I'll gladly barter with some of my stuff. For some
what
scotch.
Are you, 90? A bottle of scotch.
But please come by, hang out, take some pictures, have a drink, slap Pooney in the face, whatever we got to do.
No, listen. Yeah. If you want to get something off of Joey's table, he doesn't want scotch. He really needs more self tanner. That's what he needs.
I'm at the pool all day. What's the matter with you? Look at this. My hair was still wet.
Oh God, you guys are brutal. Anyway, Rosie, do you have anything to add?
No, I'm just really looking forward to seeing everybody and having like such an awesome time next weekend. I don't know. I'll be landing in 24 hours. So
awesome. Wow. Make sure you send us some pictures. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, one of the things that I forgot to mention that I'm really looking forward to is the punchlines and backlines thing that Courtney's doing.
Yes. Right?
So Todd Kern, Zach Throne doing comedy. I have seen that work on the Kiss Cruise, and I've seen it work on Monsters of Rock Cruise now. It is a fun time. There's no doubt.
I'm looking forward to seeing our girl, Courtney.
Courtney
is amazing. We love her very much. She is mm-hmm. very talented, and she cracks us up every time we're all around her. And it's always great to see her. And
Courtney,
Pooney,
did you get your Todd Kern's meet and greet yet?
Say again.
Did you get your Todd Kern's meet and greet yet, Pooney?
I've met Todd several times.
But have you seen him play a ukulele?
Oh,
No, I have not seen him play a ukulele. That is true.
Yes.
Well, so maybe I should get the meet and greet with him. That would be a good idea, actually.
Yes.
It's him and Brett Bitts, and he's going to play a ukulele.
And Tiny Bubbles, ukulele. Maybe. And then maybe it will be like a tiptoe through the tulips. I would kill for him to play like a ukulele version of like Unholy.
It's
going to
be Guns N' Roses and Kiss songs.
That is amazing.
Do it.
Joey, do you have anything to add?
No, just please find us at our table. It's going to be so much fun meeting everyone. Come by, hang out, get some swag, take some pictures. It's going to be a great time meeting everyone.
Absolutely. Andrew, tell everybody where to see your movies again.
You can see all of my movies on YouTube. Visit youtube.com/greatestshowonearthfanfilms. You can see them all there, and make sure you turn on the notifications, because you'll be notified when you can see The Greatest Show on Earth 2 coming June 10th.
Man, this is exciting. I'll see you guys in just a few days. I'm worked up over this. I still have to work 2 days, and then I have a graduation. And oh, that reminds four. Me, I want no. Yeah, I only got two. I own my own business. I go when I go, and I stay when I stay. Gotcha. Anyway, I do want to go ahead and say this. My girlfriend Karen's daughter is graduating in just a couple of days. Kenzie, congratulations. I am so proud of you. She will be going to, Andrew might appreciate this. She's going to be going to Full Sail. Hell yeah. to learn animation, and she's already into that. It's going to be, she makes us all so proud, and we love her, and I'm just so stoked about seeing her graduation. When I graduated, I didn't even go to my own, so this is actually going to literally, I had a gig. This will be literally
me too. I did the same thing.
Joe, since you brought her up, is Karen gonna be there? Hi, Karen.
At Creatures Fest, she will not be there.
Oh, you son of a
You've met Karen. Remember,
I know,
in the hotel
that's
why
room? I'm asking.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. You guys know what I'm going to say. We love Kiss, and we love Kiss podcasts. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. growinguprock.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room's a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.